Welcome, everyone, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we feature the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, our guest is Kurt Schock, owner of Performance Improvement Consulting here in the Indianapolis area. Kurt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ryan. It's good to be with you.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. Kurt, why don't we start with talking about how did you get started as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's a good question and a great story, Ryan. My background professionally goes way back to corporate training, business training and development, mainly in the healthcare space, but also did a lot of work in some consulting firms, and throughout the years eventually gravitated towards higher education. And so I've really been in the education and the personal improvement business for a long time. Again, through corporate training, through consulting venues, higher education, and so on. And I left the higher education world about 4 years ago. And, you know, it felt like the right thing to do at that time. Been working for other people for a long time. And I'd accumulated some experience, some skills, some values, principles, and so on that I wanted to live and work by. And just decided to strike out on my own to try to leverage some of the consulting, the coaching, the education, improvement skills that I had accumulated over the years based on the clients I'd had, again, some of the education I've gained and so on. And so again, about 4 years ago, when my formal career in higher education came to a close, I just dove in, created the business, and fortunately had some contacts from the recent past that I was able to continue to work with. But then created the business and kind of developed a niche and figured out where I was going from there with the business.
And so, Kurt, let's talk about some of the ways that you're able to help your clients.
Yeah, you know, again, as I said, I've always been about improvement and helping people or organizations, businesses, all kinds of organizations, whether it's nonprofits or traditional businesses, churches, or individuals, do things better, improve what they do. And I've always had this belief that anything we do as an individual or an organization or a business can be done better. We can find a way to improve processes, improve performance. And so one of the ways that I focus now is on helping people save time, increase productivity, where things aren't working well, perhaps help them reduce frustration. And sometimes they talk about reducing conflict, but I help them really manage conflict so that it's a healthy conflict within the team, the organization, or the business. And in essence, help people be more productive and achieve the goals and the outcomes that they really want, whether that's in their personal life, their professional life, their business, and so on. It always starts with some kind of an assessment and analysis. And typically that's just a conversation to understand what somebody's goals and outcomes and their desires in life or in business really are. So a lot of it has to do with helping, again, an individual or a business or a work group or work team leadership folks overcome challenges, get to a point where they seem to be struggling to get past some barriers, to get past some obstacles in life, in their work, and help them think through processes and activities, maybe in new ways. So sometimes we'll focus on what I call transactional coaching or consulting, helping people accomplish actions and get things done. And oftentimes that's accompanied by the idea of transformational coaching or consulting. And often those two to go together, because the transformational coaching involves new mindsets, new ways of thinking, those limitations that we often put on ourselves, or those interpretations of events, those assumptions that we might make about how things really work and how they can work. So I like to think I'm helping people come away with, maybe a renewed purpose, renewed energy, and some strategies for overcoming challenges and obstacles that they might face.
And so, Kurt, that's quite a bit that you're able to provide for your clients. Let's drill in a little further here and talk about some of the areas that you just really excel when working with your clients. Do you have some examples of finer areas?
It's a pretty broad, I guess, answer to that question, but I've worked with a variety of organizations, businesses, and people, all the way from network marketing individuals who are starting out in their own business, pastors in local churches, and distributors, and even smaller mid-sized manufacturers. I'll give you one example of a network marketing person that I worked with several years ago. And this was a good combination of coaching in a traditional sense of coaching and assessment products. And this person actually came to me and said, you know, I'm struggling with the business a little bit. And the folks that are coming to me to be part of my team just don't quite seem to have the same drive and motivation that I do. And I said, well, we can certainly work on that. And so the first thing that I did was walk this person through a DISC assessment. And some folks that are listening or to this may be familiar with that product and that assessment approach. And what that did was, as I explained this person's DISC style, and she began to understand, oh, okay, that's who I am and how I communicate and how I work. We also took her through an exercise to help her understand the DISC styles of those that wanted to be on her team. And she realized that her style, which was a very driven D style, very dominant, action-oriented, results-focused person, the other folks that were coming to her saying, I want to join your organization, were not quite that way. They might have had an S style or an I or a very team-oriented style. And so what that did was help her adjust her thinking and her mindset so that she could more effectively relate to and work with those other individuals. It wasn't an expectation that she would change who she was or that she would get others to change, but that she could then focus on a better working relationship. And again, enhance the productivity, save them all some time, so on.
And so, Kurt, what do you wish you knew as a new business owner just getting started?
Well, there's two things. One, I think from a business standpoint, I probably was not quite as aware of the business aspects, you know, just the simple things that are necessary, though, the cash flow, the business aspects of setting up the organization and so on, which I have learned and been taught over time. And the other one is, or at least one other one is, again, things that I'm constant learning, and that's how to build relationships, how to stay in touch with customers and potential clients. And the critical need, of course, to find out what are the pain points, what are the issues and concerns that a prospect, that an individual might have that I can respond to. So that rather than trying to sell or provide coaching and consulting, what I need to provide and try to provide is results and outcomes, and help people identify what the outcomes are that they have and then help them find solutions to that. So effective ways in which to relate to customers, to talk to prospective clients, and just have a conversation about what their needs are, and more in a relationship way than a selling way.
And so, Kurt, what's one piece of advice that you would offer to someone today considering a path in entrepreneurship?
You know, what helped me the most, I think, when I got started was understanding what is it that I really wanted to do? What was going to make the best use of my skills, my talents, and quite frankly, my passion? And so I think the advice I would give to someone is understand, you know, what is it that you do well? Where are your skill sets? And part of that can include your passion. What is it that you really think you can contribute to society and the community at large? And then develop those skills, leverage that passion, leverage that energy and that excitement. Because if you're not excited about what you're doing, and if you don't have a passion and a drive to help people in some way, using your skills and abilities and backgrounds, knowledge and so on, you're going to be very frustrated with that. So what are you passionate about? What do you do well? And quite frankly, is that a viable entrepreneurship kind of idea? Is that a viable business where you can, quite frankly, you know, gain some revenue and have some income from it? So it kind of goes back to that whole BHAG idea of having those big audacious goals, But putting that all together in a package that combines passion, skills, and opportunity.
And so, Kurt, how would anyone listening today get in touch with you if they want to learn more or if they'd like your expertise to take the next step?
A couple of ways. And I'll, first of all, my phone number, my business phone number is 317-732-1048. Again, it's 317-732-1048. And as you mentioned it, early in the in our conversation, the business is called Performance Improvement Consulting, and I'm based in Carmel, Indiana. And the website, actually, however, because that one was sort of was taken when I went for the website, the website is actually kwschoch.com. And so if you search on either one of those, my website should come up as well. And so either the phone number or the website, and then my email address for the business is Kurt, K-U-R-T, at kwschoch.com.
Awesome. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for being our guest today. And to everyone who tuned in, thank you for catching this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. Catch our next episode soon.
Great.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.